you're just tuning in, this is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant, and today we're going to talk to Christina Kunkel. The Northern California Procurement Technical Assistance Center, or NorCal PTAC, works with small businesses to help them find, bid, and win government contracts. Christina Kunkel is the program director here at Humboldt State University with NorCal PTAC. Christina, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I just mentioned the office is here on HSU's campus.
Yes.
So why don't you tell me exactly what PTAC does and how there's a connection to the university?
Sure. So the PTAC is one of only 100 or so across the United States. And like you said, we're located right here on Humboldt State University's campus. So HSU is pretty lucky to have us here. Usually they're based in larger cities. And the location was selected probably because we are central to our region. So our region expands to Del Norte County, we cover Humboldt, Mendocino, and we actually extend over to Shasta, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties. So it's a great centralized location. We're also associated with the Small Business Development Center that's here on campus. So that partnership brought us here.
Okay. Are your offices pretty close?
We're in the same office.
Oh, so great collaboration, it
sounds
like.
Exactly. Yep.
So I know there are always government contracts for building a new building, perhaps doing research. How does that process take place, and how does someone bid on that?
Sure. So, and those are the most common types of contracts, but I just want to say that government contracts are for anything you can think of. The state of California is the sixth largest economy in the entire world. So they buy everything. They buy pencils, they buy paper, they buy toilet paper, they buy engineering labor. Anything you can think of, they purchase. So if you are a small business owner, the government will probably buy what you sell. The contract process can be complicated, and that's exactly what we're here to do. We're here to help. We're here to hold your hand throughout the whole process and deal with all that government mumbo jumbo that nobody understands, but our specialists actually do understand.
Okay, all of, I won't say red tape because that sounds a little negative, but the processes and the steps. And
exactly.
I won't say hoops either, but it is a process.
Absolutely.
So how does the process work exactly?
It depends on the contract. Oh. So some are a lot easier to get through than others. Some might take months up to a year.
Okay.
And we will sit down with each individual business owner. First of all, make sure that they're ready, that they're prepared for this process, and then walk them through every step of the way.
So I'm guessing if it's a government contract with the state of California and the government needs pencils, they don't need a dozen or a case. It may be thousands and thousands of the unit of whatever they're purchasing that's
sure.
needed, right?
Yeah, it's usually pretty large, but we deal with federal, state, local, and tribal contracts. So local contracts are like the city of Arcata, perhaps. Maybe okay. they need to order pencils and paper, and their order would likely be much smaller than a California department or a federal department.
Oh, okay. As an example, we're going through seismic retrofitting here on campus. Is that a type of government contract that would go through your agency?
Absolutely, yes. Some of those builders that you might see on the roof at the Humboldt State Library are small business certified contractors.
Wow.
Yes.
So there's a seminar that's going to take place next week.
Yes.
That talks about some of this stuff. Tell me a bit about the seminar.
Sure. So on January 12th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center in Old Town, we are hosting a free seminar. We're bringing in an expert, Wayne Gross. He is the Department of General Services Outreach Liaison. He's basically a small business advocate who is a specialist on small business contracting. He's going to tell attendees all about how the process works, how to become a certified small business enterprise. If you are a disabled veteran, there are also additional preferences on some state contracts, and he'll talk about how to get certified as a service disabled veteran. And at the end, we have a couple different organizations, buyers and advocates, who will be there. Caltrans will be there, Pelican Bay State Prison, Humboldt State University will also be there, their purchasing department, and perhaps some others. So they'll all talk about exactly what they purchase, how to purchase from them, or how to sell to them. And you'll have the opportunity to network with those influential buyers.
Wow. So what is the process for attending this seminar?
So the seminar is free, but registration is required. So there are a couple ways to register. You can call me directly, and my phone number is 707-826-3922. You can also visit our website, which is norcalptac.org, norcalptac.org.
Well, so I'm one thing that I think about living in this community, sometimes we're looked at as a small fish in a giant pond. We're a small rural community, but we have a lot of resources. So I guess people shouldn't think just because they're a small business that they are unable to connect with local agencies, federal agencies, state agencies. So this is a great way for that to happen,
yes.
It sounds like.
And the state of California is actually mandated to do 25% of their business with small businesses. They're under pressure to do this. That 25% actually amounts to $10 billion a year.
Okay.
That's how much money small businesses that's how much is up for grabs each year. And they want to do business with the locals. It's unfortunate when we have a big Caltrans project here and they end up bringing in someone from Wisconsin because no one from the local area knew that the contract was there. So
right.
That's what we're here to do. We want to spread the word and assist local businesses in making sure that we keep that money local.
Right. Now, I'm an African-American woman, and I know there are some, like you said, there are special things for disabled veterans.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes there are special accommodations, not accommodations, but if you're an African-American, a minority, or an underrepresented group, maybe a woman contractor, are there special benefits for those who fit those categories,
yes,
as well?
Absolutely. So with the state of California, the only certifications that get that special benefit are small businesses and disabled veterans. On the federal level, there are multiple certifications. So there's a woman-owned small business certification, there's a disadvantaged business, there's an 8A certification. All of those are for disadvantaged groups, and that includes minorities.
Okay, underrepresented pretty much.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Christina, we are about out of time, but if you can give us your information once again on how we can get more information, how we can register, or if we just have questions,
sure,
for you.
Please call me. My phone number, my direct line, again, is 707-826-3922. And our website is www.norcalptac.org.
Wow. So thank you so much for what you do in the community and the ability to connect small businesses with big government.
Well, we're passionate about it, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I've been talking with Christina Kunkel of NorCalPTAC.